to make. Do you care how much Brock Purdy's going to make? Win the damn game.
But see, that's where you don't get the license to become a Dr. Daryl or a Dr. Phil, because I do wonder, being so young and Kuminga knowing what time it is, all the guys in his draft class got that check. I just wonder, Stoddy, if that's on his mind. Now, that's a cop-out. It's one I'm not... And
sure it is on his mind. See, get over it.
Yeah, wow.
It's what being a pro's all about. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, they're 1-0. 139-104 over Portland up at the Moda Center. And it was a nice, solid win to start the season. Nothing more, nothing less. Doesn't mean they're going to go to the playoffs and challenge for a title. Doesn't mean they're going to be 30-52. They beat the Portland Trail Blazers. They got Utah tomorrow. Let's see how this season plays out. I love the uncertainty and the ability that this team has to be better than a lot of people think. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
How about our guy Slow-Mo, Stani, just a pro? Didn't light it up on the scoreboard, played, 15 minutes? But he just knew what he was trying to do, man. And I'm watching the game, but I'm picturing them playing better competition. And I'm like, man, I can see him closing out some games. I can see him making contributions. And you can look all down the roster. And what you just described to me was the basketball version of a Rubik's Cube in regard to the mainstays. They're going to be Draymond and Steph and Wiggins. But Stani, each and every night, I mean, you got a chance to see dudes in a Warrior uniform that are different, that are the difference in them getting a dub.
All right, he's been the subject of a lot of talk in the last 2 years. Andrew Wiggins played well last night, scored some points. He was asked after the game if he thinks actually using a 12-man rotation can work.
Man, I feel like this is a very deep team. So it might work for real, you know. I feel like we have a lot of good players that can come out, and, you know, our point emphasis is to run, you know, play fast. And you play fast, guys are going to get tired. And I feel like when the bench comes in, you know, we're not going to miss a beat.
That's Andrew Wiggins. That was a 16-second soundbite of Andrew Wiggins, which I've done some research. That's the longest of his career. That's the longest answer he's ever given. So he's obviously feeling pretty frisky.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland. What's up, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Stani? What's up, Goo?
Hey.
Happy Thursday, man.
Yeah.
You know, big Warrior fan, as you guys know, I always say, me, you, Stani, and Goo, we got history, man, and I be saying certain things. And at the beginning of the season, I was just like, man, with the moves that we're making, I like our bench. I think we're going to have, you know, one of the better benches in the league. And, you know, I was a little worried about our starting unit because I was like, man, we need to bring in somebody. We need to bring in some help on that starting unit. But they looked well because of the bench, and they looked well because Steve Kerr is looking like a genius when he said, hey, basically I got 13 ballers, man. I got guys that can ball, so I can do what I can do last night. And then last night it was proven. Is it going to be proven all the way throughout the season? We'll see. And, you know, talking about Kuminga, when we came into the season, I thought he was going to play the two. I really did. I think he's better at the two alongside Curry. But last night pop up and, you know, he's playing the three. So I actually think he's out of position, but how can you argue with Steve Kerr with what he did? It worked last night, and that bench is nice. And also, you look at the fast break points, man. Are we going to be a fast break team? I mean, the athleticism was definitely there, and we actually ran them out the building with fast break points. So I love that Curry had the ball in his hand more. I think he needs to play the point guard more than Draymond now, and I think his numbers are nice. If Curry can just, you know, some nights you're going to need 30, 40 from Curry, but if he can be there and almost get a triple-double because of the help that he has now, man, that helps an aging Curry. You don't have to wear him down, and that bodes well. And one more thing, guys. In Vegas, they got a slated eighth, the eighth seed, to make the eighth seed. And the way it's looking, I think we'll be a little better than that.
All right, yeah, because we want out the play-in, yeah.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate the
31
call.
31-5 fast break points Warriors out, got Portland.
I want to get back to Kuminga for a second.
Yeah.
Because here's the way I look at it. Okay, Kuminga's the one guy on the team that's playing for money this year. He's in a contract year. I feel like there's two different kinds of pressure you can feel. One is if he presses. Is he pressing? To me, that's one thing, and that's...
How do you determine that, though, Stan?
Well, I think there's a difference between pressing and being selfish. And I don't see him being selfish. Right. If he presses because, you know, he knows this is an important year for the contract, that's fine. I mean, you want a player that's gonna stress out about that, or that knows what the stakes are and how important it is for him to have a good year. That's fine. And there may be some bumps in the road because he's feeling that. But what you don't want to start seeing is Jonathan Kuminga being a little bit greedy. And I have not seen that, by the way.
One game.
And that will, you know, that to me is the difference. But like, this is the one thing that I have no interest in getting bogged down in this year is, well, is Kuminga making money or is he losing money? And is he worth 30 or is he worth 50? I'm sorry. That is so low on the priority list right now for the team. It's about the team. And, you know, Kuminga's going to have a year and he's going to get money, or he's going to get more money, or he's going to get less money.
Yeah.
But he is, that aspect of the Warriors is just not important. Not important. And if it could be pushed to the side, I think the Warriors will be better for it.
Yeah, but Snotty, they're playing for wins.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But the fallout and the reality of the situation is his contract situation and how important he's going to be. I'm watching that game last night, and it's one game, and you tell me what you think. I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes with his skill set, because something jarred when Leroy said he thought he'd play at two. I never thought that. But, Stani, even when he gets the rebound, I feel like he's being so unselfish, but he's thinking like, damn, if I give this ball up and get it back, when I get it back, I might not be in my sweet zone. I need to be coming downhill. So if I could be selfish and keep this – The chances of me making the bucket and going downhill and being what I know I can do is way greater than me using my IQ that ain't at a hundred. You know, that's why I feel like
coming downhill with a defender back, or is he coming downhill and has an angle where the defender can't get back?
Well, when he got
if he's coming downhill and a defender is back. He's not good.
Wow, man.
He's not good. He'd be better off developing a pull-up 15-footer rather than he cannot.
He held on to one yesterday.
He doesn't change direction well at all in the open floor.
And I don't get why, again, I'm not a pro stat.
Because he doesn't have the ball handling skill. What do you mean, ooh?
No, I'm just like,
you've been watching it for 4 years.
Go to the basketball Walmart and get that. You know what I'm saying? That's why. What did he say? I got the trajectory to be a Kawhi Leonard. He said that, or a Kobe. They had that, and I'm not saying you can't. But Snotty,
okay,
I can't be 8 feet tall.
And that's what I'm not doing.
What?
It's a new year. I'm not comparing Kuminga to Kobe Bryant or Kawhi Leonard.
He did it. He said
he's not.
Yeah.
He'll never be.
Well, I was just talking about that attribute that you talked about.
Which is what?
With being able to change directions because you can handle the ball. It's smooth. Right now, it's...
Do you know how long Kobe worked on his game before he got to the league? Like, Kuminga's just not as developed. He's just not. But
well, I'm not
it doesn't mean he's
that.
Useless.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors... They want to know. Let's get Vince in here real quick from San Bruno. Hey, Vince, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you doing? Good morning.
Hey,
same
to you.
Morning, gurus.
Yeah.
A couple of questions for you, gentlemen. The first one is, what do you think the Warriors can rely and depend on Kuminga for? And the second question would be for each of you, what matchup are you looking forward to this season? Have a great morning, fellas. Appreciate you both.
I mean, I view Kuminga as like a wild card on this team. I'm not sure that you can go to him over the course of an 82-game season, okay, but I think he's a player who, on certain nights, he's going to help you win games. But if you look at Kuminga and wanting to get him 20 points, let's say, what did he average last year, 17, something like that? Yeah, I mean, I see him as a player that should get 15 to 18 points without even calling a play for him. That's one of his strengths, as far as I'm concerned. And then get him that mid-range. Get him into that little mid-range sweet spot at the foul line area. Get him a couple dunks on fast breaks. Get him to the line 5-6 times a game. And you look at the box score, and it says Jonathan Kuminga, 7-for-12, 1-for-2 from 3, 5-for-6 from the line, 18 points, 7 rebounds. That's what I'd want from Jonathan Kuminga. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We will jump back into Warrior Talk on the other side. I see Jason. I see our main man, Priest. I see Will. And so we will jump into more calls about the Golden State Warriors, who beat the Portland Trail Blazers last night, 139-104. Tim Roy had the call, and he'll have the call tomorrow also against the Utah Jazz. And then the Golden State Warriors play their home opener on Sunday at 5 o'clock, which is the same time that the 49ers play the Dallas Cowboys.
All good.
But that's
multiple TVs.
Yeah, I like everything. I like it. That means there's a lot of sports going on.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. It's powered by First NorCal Credit Union. One more time, 888-957-9570. We've waited a long time to talk Warriors, and now we've got a game to talk about on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, don't forget, at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Barry Switzer, former Cowboys coach, former coach at the University of Oklahoma. The 49ers play the Cowboys on Sunday night, Levi Stadium, 5 o'clock, and that's a must win for the 49ers. I want to clarify something here a little bit about like what was reported about Kuminga and the Warriors offering him a contract, but he didn't take it. They wanted to get him for around 30. He wanted more than that. This is from Sham Sharania.
All right.
And this is a discussion he had with Kendra Andrews after they wrote a story on the contract extension that didn't get done. And I just read it, and it's, I don't want to say convoluted, but it's tough to figure out what's actually being said by whom here. But it says, this is from Sham Sharania. Jonathan Kuminga, I'm told, won't be getting an extension done. He believes strongly in his play, and believes he has a chance to be a star-level player. You look at Pascal Siakam, Kawhi Leonard, players who he could have the trajectory of. The Warriors do want to see how this plays out, and they're keeping a key eye on the fit between him and Steve Kerr. So
he never said that.
He never said it, but it's out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, got a long way to go.
Somebody just texted in, how long did it take Jaylen Brown to become what he is now?
Yeah, that's a good point. Jaylen Brown played 1 year at Cal.
Still can't go left.
Just 1 year at Cal.
Yeah.
Right.
I love him.
And you look at him now, 6, 7, 8 years later, he's a hell of a player.
Yep.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get the season off to a good start with a 139-104 win over the Blazers. Let's go to Philadelphia. Let's talk to Jason. He's got three takeaways from last night's game. What's going on, Jason? How you doing, man?
What's up, Steinie? What's up, Guru?
Hey.
So I had three takeaways from last night, and the first was
Hill should be the first off the bench. Mm. I like what he provides space in. He's automatic from three right now and looks perfect for the system. And after watching him through the preseason, I think he has a chance at sixth man of the year if he keeps it up.
He's that type of player, yeah.
He's our backup. Yeah. Pods is our backup point. Facilitates well, fills in all the gaps. And I think the pressure not to have to score is really going to make him even more impactful in that second unit. Him and he'll look really good together. And I think he'll work well with anybody in that unit. And then the big one, JK should not be on the wing. He doesn't have the handles. He can't shoot consistently yet. And he scores at the rim so right. much. He's better when he's at the four, and you can get him on short rolls, backdoor cuts, yeah. possible lobs. And he doesn't have to worry about getting into the paint and then navigating traffic. Because last night,
it's a great
they
point.
Really were packing the paint. They were backing up all shooters a lot. And when they would double step and dare anyone else to make a play. And gratefully, we got the talent now to do it. So with those things said, my question to you guys, and I'll let y'all run, is how do you think JK would handle coming off the bench? Because I think he's best at the four, and you don't want JK playing a bunch of center. I mean, you don't want Dre playing a bunch of center. So I think they should go Steph, Melton, Wiggs, Dre, TJD. Well, how do y'all think JK would handle that?
I mean,
great call, man. I listened to you and Evan
He's
yesterday.
He's got to handle it.
You guys had your top five questions for the season, Stoney?
Yeah.
And one of them was mine. I wasn't here, obviously, but in my head I was thinking if Kuminga had a diminished role or how he would take coming off the bench. Now, I could hear you, your voice in my head of, Goo, it doesn't matter, but it does to the extent of, I'm not saying privilege or scholarship. I'm just saying, how would he handle it? Because we've seen some things even last year when, you know, things get muddled with this playing time. So, I mean, right now, Steiny, I feel like to get the best of Jonathan Kuminga, as crazy as it sounds, as he has to be in the starting lineup. But that caller made all the points we were talking about with the navigation. And the navigation comes from a slick handle. And right now, he doesn't have that. And, you know, we'll see. Because right now, he's at the three. And if you're telling me he's better at the four, Steiny, all right. And that can happen. It's one game in, but I don't think that caller was far off by any stretch.
And maybe that's something the Warriors are going to have to figure out.
And just I think because they have been trying.
Just because they won by 35 last night doesn't mean that Wiggins and Kuminga can play together. But it doesn't mean they can either, just because one of them had a good game and the other didn't have a great game. Again, as it pertains to Kuminga, I mean, what would you like? This is also the way I look at it. Okay, we offered you 30. You didn't want it. You declined 30 because you wanted 40 or 50. Okay, well, we're not going to give you that now because you're not a $40 or $50 million player. Mm. So it's up to Kuminga.
Right.
That's a period, end of story.
And I'll put it right on the table, which I believe a rat on the table brought to you by Edco. Got a lot of rats running out here in the city, Stoney. I'll say this. He's not playing in Portland. He's not playing in Atlanta. So, again, the reason I bring up those two examples and those two cities and teams is if it were like that in open gym style, this dude would show you more. This is a system. You got to think and move. And I'm not saying he can't do that, but Steiny, he's got a too short. You got to get in where you fit in. And right now, I don't know where he fits in. But I know he needs to be in my starting lineup. But good God, I'm watching him think. And the word I keep coming up with, partner, is clunky. And it's one game. And hopefully he goes off tomorrow night and Sunday. And there's nothing to see here. But, Stoney, these are opportunities, man.
You know, the one thing I want to say about Kuminga is, and I don't know how many people think this, but if they do, I think it's completely unfair. Like, I do not think that Jonathan Kuminga's got an attitude problem. I don't think that at all. I don't think he's a head case. I don't think he's selfish. I think he's still trying to figure out what is best suited for him to fit into an NBA game. I think at times he's confused, which is natural for a young player. But the one thing I do want to push back on, I think sometimes he does get discouraged, but I do not think that Jonathan Kuminga is selfish or an attitude problem or somebody who's going to bring this team down. Mm. I just don't.
Well, he hasn't been that.
Let's go to our main man, Priest.
Let's see what he's got.
Priest in Palo Alto. What's up, Priest?
Hey, all right. How you guys doing?
Talk to us, baby.
Look here, man. Y'all, I started to come in here flamethrowing.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
But I'm going to back off. I'm sick and tired of y'all bashing this kid. For no reason, man. You watch him for 5 minutes, and you come up with all these conclusions about who and what he is. That, to me, is just ludicrous. He started off with had a bad game. He's not allowed that. Not at all.
Priest, nobody. Real quick, I'm going to give it back to you, Priest. Nobody's bashing him. And listen, this is not his first rodeo. The rat on the table, Priest, is the team says slow down in regard to giving him the dividends. So don't bring that to me and Steiny like we're coming in here crucifying the kid. Steiny just laid it out. I think he's got all the potential in the world. All I'm telling you, Priest, is the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. This team don't determine his future.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
He could get that money somewhere else.
Mm.
He could go somewhere else and get the money and be as great as he wants to be. This team just has their idea of what he is.
Wow, okay.
On this team. That's it. That is it, and that is all.
So you don't feel like now, they're using him right? You don't feel like they're using him right then with that statement,
man,
it sounds like.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now. I think Steve Kerr, man, cripples Kuminga and Moody.
Mm.
He never should have took him out of the game. He had a bad start, and he took him out of the game. So what happens is everybody looks at him and say, look, he can't do it. Steve Kerr had it. Y'all think every decision Steve Kerr makes is biblical. And in my opinion, this sucker has a specious logic about how he sees the game and how people fit in how he sees the game. That's one person.
Wow.
Man. That's one dude. And all I'm saying is this. I think what I saw during the preseason with Jonathan Kuminga, I think Jonathan Kuminga, the player you see right now, at the end of this year, will be a completely different player.
Nobody said. Hey, Priest.
All right, thanks, Priest. Appreciate the call.
I was just about to tell him, Stoney, we go back to Pete Franklin, two flats on the Cadillac, but his issue was with Kerr, and he brought it to our dojo. We are not bashing Jonathan Kuminga.
I don't want to get into something that we don't really have to get into for a while, but the one thing that Kuminga does not have going for him, if you want to talk about the contract, is there are not going to be a lot of teams with money at the end of the season. There just aren't, and he's a restricted free agent. And the way it works, if he's still on this team and finishes the year, is another team can offer him a contract, and then the Warriors decide whether they want to match the contract or not. So if and what we've seen this a lot with restricted free agents, a lot of teams are hesitant to offer a contract to a restricted free agent because they're essentially doing the negotiating for the team that he's going to end up on, which is the Warriors, who will match the salary if they want to keep him.
Mm.
And, you know, he might find himself in a tricky spot. He might. But we're one game into the season, and I don't think anybody's bashing Kuminga either.
Nor you or I. I'm rooting for the kid. Not been rooting, but Steiny, tell me if you disagree. Evan, jump in. The clock is ticking, and the clock has been ticking, and they chose to give Moody. I know it was a lower salary, but he re-upped. Jonathan Kuminga was the first one to get subbed last night, and you could tell that Priest and other Kuminga fans are frustrated at Kerr, but don't make it sound like we come in here after one game and bash him, because we have not.
The other thing about Kuminga is if the Warriors thought he was a $30 million player and he thinks he's a $40 or $50 million player, then he's got to find a team that wants to pay him $40 or $50 million. And I don't know if there's teams out there that are chomping at the bit to do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Will. Will's in the East Bay. Hey, Will, what's going on?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Goo. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Well, a beautiful day outside. You know, I was watching that game last night, and my thoughts harkened back to July when Steve Kerr was coaching that Olympic team and how he was mixing and matching players in and out, trying to find those combinations. I mean, even with these superstars who hadn't worked together, and, of course, once you got toward the end there, you know, Steph Curry saved the day. But you could see that he was favoring Booker in that. He won Booker in the game. He won Anthony Edwards in that game. And my feeling last night was he's going to get on top of this thing early. He's going to put and mix and match a number of players. You know, there was a beef last year about Steve, you know, Kerr just sticking with the his stalwart guys, you know, like Draymond and Curry, of course. And I think he wants to get on this thing early, and he's willing to mix and match. It's a long season, and I think that, you know, he's looking for that group. But it's something that harkened back to the Olympics that seems so similar to what I was watching last night. And one last thought, guys, when you get Barry Switzer on, I hope you get a good story or two, you know, about Brian Bosworth out of him.
Yeah, good call, man. All right. The boss.
We'll see what we can do.
I'll tell you this about his point about Steve Kerr, Steiny. Again, I'm stealing your word, and I can do it because we all can be excited. But the best thing I think Steve Kerr could have done going into this season is step to the podium like he did and say, hey, I'm trying to play 11, and it's going to fluctuate, and it's going to change. So I feel like with that said, if I'm a player on the Dubs, outside of the OGs who know, you know, where you stand and how many minutes you're going to play, Stoney, I think that's exciting, man. Until it's not, and it's not worth, like, you would need a lot to go wrong.
Well, then the starting lineup's going to change.
Yeah, and I told you that about an hour ago.
Right, but a week ago, you hated that they didn't have a starting lineup. And now they got 12 guys.
Melton and Buddy Hield, and I'm starting to see other things. Guys bring things to the table. Not that I ever said they couldn't, but Steiny, I'm okay with, like, because I'm seeing it like, okay. Like,
I mean, if they're going to try to play 12 guys, by the way, that like the,
you know,
the,
like
the
that,
entire story 11. Of the game last night, and the biggest story to come out of last night's game by far is that Steve Kerr says he's going to play 12, not 11, not 9. He's going to play 12. That, I don't know if I want to say it's never been done before. But I've never heard anybody say that. He was asked after the game when he decided all that stuff.
Yesterday, honestly. I didn't, you know, 2 days ago I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just play 10 and I'll just have to tell two of these guys that they're going to sit. And I couldn't justify that because they've all played really well in camp. And I even felt bad sitting Lindy. He's, you know, Lindy's had a great camp. He's one of our highest plus minus guys in camp for all the preseason games. So this is as deep a team as I've ever coached. And we've got to lean into that. And we're going to play a lot of people.
Yeah. And you know what?
Wow.
I'm skeptical. I'm absolutely skeptical that you can do that consistently over the course of an NBA season. Chances are they're not going to have to because somebody will get banged up, maybe a couple guys, and they'll have to miss a few weeks, and then you just have a natural 9 or 10 man rotation. But yeah, I think. I mean, that's a hell of an endeavor that he's going to try.
But he loves 12 guys. You're right,
and that's
for now. You're right,
and that's great. After you beat a Portland team by 35.
But what did you say yesterday? I was listening to you, and even the last time I was here on Monday, Steiny, like, when you look outside of Dre and Steph and Wiggins, it's a close competition. There's equal. I'm going coffee.
I wouldn't put Wiggins up with those three. I'd put Wiggins in with Kuminga and Melton and Hield. That's just me.
Well,
I mean,
but you get my drift. Like this close.
There's two guys on this team to me. If you're going to play 12, then there's only two guys on this team that have to play.
Steph and Dre.
Exactly. Exactly. And if I'm hearing Kerr correctly, if Wiggins isn't playing well one night, he'll play 15 minutes. And somebody else will play more. Maybe it'll be Kyle Anderson. Maybe it'll be Kuminga. But that's the part that you really need to see over the course of a season, whether it's feasible or not to actually do that.
Is there any truth to this from the 510 on the Comcast Business text line, Stani? Al Addles won a championship, rest in peace, won a championship playing his entire roster.
Well, that was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Mr. Goolsby in Oakland.
Hey.
Hold on. Are you any relation to Major Goolsby, the bar in Milwaukee?
No, I'm from my family's from Georgia.
Okay, well, there you go.
Welcome.
Hey, Stanley. Hey, Guru.
Hey.
Look, my first team was Rick Barry and Derek Dougherty and Jeff Mullins and Phil Smith and Jamal Wilkins.
Wow.
That's my first team, right?
All right.
And I think this 12-man rotation is going to work pretty well. That's the whole season if they do it right. It'll be new, and everybody else going to jump on that now. You know, all the other teams going to pick that up and start trying to use that. You know, and I think we're going to win maybe 50 to 55 games this season with that 12-man rotation. It's very new.
Wow.
It's unprecedented. You got to go with that.
Appreciate the call. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, mister.
It's okay. I've been watching for a long time, so we got this one this year.
Listen to the confidence.
All right, Mr. Goolsby, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I would just ask Warrior fans, when you hear that, I mean, it's pretty amazing
but
that he came out and said it.
And that's why you're coming down. Go ahead. You go play it. I'm just...
Like, I mean, we're going to do it. I've never played 12 before, but we're going to do it. So it's not easy, but it's not easy on anybody. But we just have to trust that from one night to the next, we're going to find guys and combinations that really work. And the guys have to understand that some nights their night, some nights not, and that's okay as long as we continue to play together and play hard. I think it's going to be a really fun team to watch for our fans. They play both sides of the ball, and you know, a lot of good energy, and they like each other. The ball moves, and it's fun to watch them play tonight.
888-957-9570. 12-man rotation.
Skip, man.
Is it a gimmick or a great idea? A 12-man rotation. And how long will it last?
But
that's the other thing you gotta see.
But the rat on the table too, Stani, is you gotta look at if you just tell me in general a 12-man rotation, I'm like you said before the season, I was out. I didn't like that. There was no continuity in that. But when you look at this roster as currently constructed, you got a lot of the same thing, but I mean all of a sudden now you're faster, you're younger, and Steve Kerr's got 4 rings. How many as a player? He's been around the game. So this may not work, but for him to go out there and put this on his chest, the target of, I think this is the best way to go. That's why I didn't, you're like, Guru, you weren't liking this a week ago, but now I'm watching different things and different guys bring, you know, different things to the table. I'm like, maybe this could work.
Well, they're not going to have continuity if they do it this way. I mean, those are just.
But what if the continuity is strength in numbers to where everybody knows outside of the Dre and Steph on any given night, it could be you and Evan. It could be me and Evan. It could be me and you Evan.
That's what I define as no continuity. I mean, Buddy Hield played 14 minutes last night. He might play 30 against the Utah Jazz. And then Kyle Anderson. What I'm saying is, yeah, you can use 12 guys, but it's not feasible to have a 12-man rotation where every night you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
There's no way you can do that. Mm. So
why do you think he's doing or trying to do it?
Because he could not determine from the preseason who deserved to play and who didn't. And he liked what he saw from 12 guys. And here's the other part of saying you want to use a 12-man rotation is what it means is your roster doesn't have a lot of stars.
Yes, right.
But it also doesn't have a lot of end-of-bench guys who aren't good enough to play meaningful minutes. They've got a roster of players right in the middle. Like, if you look at Kyle Anderson, look at how much he's played over his career. He's been over 20 minutes for most of his career. Buddy Hield, I got to believe he's been at least 20-ish and higher. Pajemski last year, 27 minutes a game.
I mean, rookie year.
They're going to be games. The risk is that some games guys aren't going to play or play as much as others, and you better have a roster full of committed guys to winning. Otherwise, it won't work.
And Kerr's going to open himself up to the morning quarterbacks if they lose said games. And you didn't get in the game, why didn't Steiny play or why didn't Goo get in?
And maybe this is the issue with Kuminga. I mean, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, DeAnthony Melton, they all got contracts, very reasonable. And so because they're pros, I could see those three guys, if Kyle Anderson doesn't play a lot against Utah, he's going to be fine against the Clippers. Like, he'll be fine with that. But maybe the question you got to ask is, will Kuminga be okay with that if he finds himself on the outside looking in too frequently for his taste? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see a bunch of calls stacking up on the other side. We will get to you. Barry Switzer coming up at 1 o'clock. Barry Switzer will jump into Cowboys, 49ers. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. The world would be my lab. It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors,
1-0, break on the Celts.
They're not in shambles.
Boy, Priest was hot at Curry, took it out on us. I love that, man. Hey, I got some.
Maybe Priest is coming to the conclusion that his guy.
He said, it ain't got to be here.
I don't think it will be.
And I'm, whoa.
You know what? Let's jump in.
Okay.
I know you.
Oh, no. Cousin Cynthia said, your friend, she's listening, and this 12-man rotation could revolutionize the NBA. I said, I'll tell old Steiner. You met her at the barbecue north.
Yeah. All right, Cynthia. You think it can work, huh? Well, that's good enough for me.
But she's a diehard.
let's go to Stooge. Stooge is in San Leandro. Hey, Stooge, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
You know what? As I was watching this game, and I called this. I don't know if you guys remember, but I've been talking about the Warriors' depth, bar none, better than any other team in the NBA. But here's the thing. I think this is not a good situation for Kuminga. Let me tell you why.
Mm.
Because the collective is going to make the need for him kind of disappear a little bit. And if he starts to press on a contract year, it's not going to be good for him. I mean, if you really think about it, what he should have done and what he can still do, if he would turn himself into a rebounding fool, then it would be necessary to bring him back. But, man, if we can get what he's doing, what his production is, if we can get it from three or four people, why would we give him a bag?
Wow.
Not to say he's a great kid, but what I'm saying is he's only getting about 4 or 5 rebounds a game.
Yeah, he got 4 last night.
I don't think from last night. I don't see him getting 20 a game. On this team, I don't see it. He may have a night or two, but I don't see him consistently getting that. You got to look at this, man. You got to play Buddy Buckets. You don't have a choice.
Man.
As the NBA has become a three-point destination,
oh my gosh.
You got to play Buddy Hield. You don't have a choice in that. So if Buddy's getting more minutes, as he should, Kuminga's getting 4 rebounds a game, why would I not play? I can get 4 rebounds from slow-mo. My thing is, Kuminga should have been going after the rebounds. He's not going to average 20. I guarantee you he won't average 20 on this team.
And then
the beauty of it is,
The beauty of what you said is Hield had more rebounds than Kuminga last night. 5-4, no biggie.
Point.
Yeah.
So the dude who said, somebody called and said he's a two. Are you kidding me?
He can't
even dribble.
Nah.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is not an insult. It's just basketball. I mean, I had a cup of coffee overseas, but look. Kuminga's IQ is like a high school player, and I'm not disrespecting. I'm just talking about his IQ of the game. He plays like a very talented high school player. He can run fast and he can jump high. You need more. You need more than that. You need more now. We need to see him make some decisions. Use strategy. I haven't really seen it, man. Even last night, he got what he got last night out of pure talent alone. Pure talent.
No, it's a great call, man.
Thanks, Stooge. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Stoney.
I don't disagree with anything Stooge says.
And if I were to tell you right now, since we know it's going to be, it's a trial period, who loses out? Like a guy, more than a guy like Kuminga, if you're going to play 12 guys and you got three OG veterans that know what they're doing and got the basketball IQ a little higher than mine thus far, Kuminga loses out. Now, if he balls out, then there's nothing to see here. But when I hear a coach say, I'm about to play 12 and I'm a youngster on the fence or on the verge or the fringe, Donnie, I'm like, that's a little bit of a message. Like, you got to go seize it.
Yeah, and I probably should answer this a better way, but I don't care.
Mm.
Yeah, it's got to be about the team. And if the Warriors feel like Kuminga is not part of the team moving forward, then maybe he's part of the move that they feel like they're going to make at some point this season.
Or who's to say he wasn't in on the two moves? I was listening to you and Evan. The Warriors did just stop it. Paul George, they were trying to get they were trying to get both.
And they got neither.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, Draymond, they were,
Yeah, they were trying to get 11 guys in here, probably. But, you know, and this is the risk you have with a guy like Kuminga is on a night where you play well and you win by 35, now you look at a box score and you say, oh, boy, Kuminga only played 20 minutes. And my answer would be, okay, so.
I see where you're going.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you guys are 1-0. Nice win over the Portland Trailblazers, 139-104. What did you guys see last night that you either liked or are a little bit concerned about? And what do you think of? I mean, listen, if you guys are hoop fans, and I know so many of you are, you hear a coach say, I'm going to try to use 12 guys. I think of CYO. That's what you try to do in CYO.
St. Anne's.
But
yeah.
Steve Kerr has been around this league for a long, long time. And the bottom line is, he said he's going to try it. And I think he's going to try it. And it's going to be fascinating to see how it evolves over the course of games.
Yeah.
And over the course of weeks and months and an entire NBA season.
You take out the first quarter last night, Stoney, they were marksmen. The whole team, 50% from three after the first. I know you can't, but
and
that ain't going to be every night. I get it. But they're going to hoist up 40.
Yeah, I'm thinking more about, no, they didn't get off to a great start. And they had Kuminga and Wiggins on the floor for the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game. It's not the be-all and end-all, but... And I'm not the guy telling you that. We've heard Steve Kerr talk about the challenges of Wiggins and Kuminga on the floor at the same time. Did either of them, but primarily Kuminga, figure out some of the stuff he's got to do that'll allow him to be on the court with Andrew Wiggins?
Who got 15 shot attempts up Andrew Wiggins in 23 minutes. That's what I liked.
I would have thought you'd like Buddy Hield.
Well, Buddy, too. But is that the name, Buddy Buckets?
I guess so. Let's go to OG. OG's in Alameda. What's up, OG? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. First of all, 12 men, that's a joke. That's, again, trying to appease management as far as I'm concerned. They got all these guys. Nobody's coming through and showing that they're supposed to be on the court more than anybody else.
Mm.
But you're not deciding. they're playing everybody. But that's not my main point. My main point is it's time to admit that the glove don't fit. That Kuminga don't belong. He's a good kid. He could be a really good player, but he doesn't belong with Kerr. He is, let's talk about it, maybe Purdy could be a system guy. Well, he's, Kuminga's an anti-system guy for Kerr. It doesn't fit. He's not. What the Warriors need is a stretch five. They don't need another four, and he's not a three. At some point, you just got to admit, lick your wounds, and move on. Is Kerr just starting to prove his point to management that he doesn't belong here? That's my question to you, Dinah.
Thanks, OG. I mean, I think it's a fair point.
And what if I said I think the beginning of that movie is started by them saying, you know what, we're not going to exercise that option and we need to see more. I'm not trying to run anybody out of town, Stoney, nor are you. I want Jonathan Kuminga to ball out. And when it's all said and done, I take issue, and I will, because I'm going to think about it on the ride home. I mean, Kuminga's got so many Warrior fans in his corner, but it's up to him. And it was one game. But I just didn't see what I saw in the preseason, Stoney, where he was just playing, where it looked like the game was slowing down. It was four quarters, what have you. But the fact of the matter is, I believe your company, your job, sent you a message when they said, we're not extending you, and we need to see more. That's all. So the clock is ticking in a sense.
But I would say this, and when you say, you know, that's all, well, that it is a big deal. It's an absolute big deal that Jonathan Kuminga did not get a contract extension.
Wow.
And everybody else did except Josh Giddey.
Wow.
Like, yes, that is a legitimate thing.
Mm.
And, this is the way it works. You could have given him 40 or 50. That wouldn't have necessarily been the right decision.
Because he's not worth it right now.
Of course he's not. Of course he's not. And I think what we've found out, and we can put two and two together, is they don't think he's worth 40 or 50 now, and they're not sure he'll be worth 40 or 50 in 3 years. Because if they really believed it, he would have gotten an extension.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no other way to cut it with Kuminga, and that is, this is going to be his make-or-break year with the Warriors. I just think it is. This year, they're going to try to win as many games as they can, and they got Jonathan Kuminga, and part of that, the game within the game, is going to be to try to figure out if he fits on this team long-term, and if so, at what price.
Huh?
Let's go to Victor in Fremont. What's up, Victor? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Guru? I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Love this. You guys going to work. You guys make my day.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Hey, so I got a question for you guys. I know a caller earlier was talking about the 12-man. I think it's going to be a compliment to the Warriors because the Warriors now is pretty deep. The chemistry looks pretty good. And when they got rid of Clay, I was so worried about, okay, who are they going to fill it in? Well, you think you got three good players. You got Anderson, Melton, and you got Heat. And these guys are perimeter shooters. I think what they have in depth in the second squad is gonna outweigh dividends because they're hitting, 35-plus points off the bench, even 40 off the bench. Other teams are not doing that, not at that efficiency. So I think the Warriors have a pretty good chance of a good chemistry for this season. And on the other hand, with the Kuminga and Wiggins are strong. I don't know what you guys think. He plays good, and you know he runs the paint. He gets the fouls. But I think he needs to work on as well. He needs to work on his free throws. Because right now the way the West Coast is so stacked, every point counts. He needs to make those free throws.
Yeah.
Because those points matter.
Yeah, he was 75 last year. I think you take that. Thanks for the call, Victor.
Yeah.
What was he last night? 4 for 6. I didn't look at the box score, but I feel like.
Yeah, you got it. 4 or 6.
Yeah.
Got there 6 times. And again, this is not overreacting to one game. This is just the bigger, to me, broader picture on Jonathan Kuminga in his future. But, Stoney, that was pretty heavy how you just brought home how big of a deal it was that he didn't get that re-up.
Yeah, it's not nothing.
And the coach telling you we're about to go 12 deep. or telling the team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up to Kuminga to figure this out. Unfortunately,
the time.
What time?
The time, like you talk about getting the change of direction, the thing some people don't get. You know, I can't go by height. If I did, I'd be Carter's. I'd be in the league.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. You know you wouldn't.